This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you for Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. Damn, I love that intro. Wish I'd written it.
Good evening, everybody. Glad to be here. We've got a good show lined up for you tonight.
We should do this proper. My name's Dr. Doug Kelly. Good to have you. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Oh, you're funny.
Yeah.
We're in a good mood. We're happy.
Yes. And it is good to have everybody with us tonight. Glad somebody could join us for this live program. And if you're joining in on the archive, we appreciate that too. Thanks for spending your time with us. Metaphysical Universe is a service, a program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our goal is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly program, we also have the Metaphysics Institute, or IMHS as it's officially known, Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science. It's a metaphysics school. We offer bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics with a number of various specializations possible, including spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, paranormal science, and several more. If you'd like more information, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. We also operate newageclass.com for standalone certificate courses, certification courses. So if you're just interested in a course, visit newageclass.com. And tonight, we are doing our new format. Tonight is Metaphysical News. As we discussed last week, we've kind of divided the weeks up of the month, and we're doing different things on different weeks. Well, tonight's Metaphysical News, and we'll be getting into that in just a few minutes. Vicki, I think you have an appetite whetter. Is that a correct term?
So. Well,
that's right.
I think the first thing we're going to do is vent about a Mayan pyramid being bulldozed in Belize by a construction company. So, wonderful pieces of our history and things that speak to our human evolution. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. We came across, it's been out there for a while, a wonderful video called Culture of Fear by Barry Glasner. We're going to talk about that tonight. But top of the of our leaderboard, if there is one, is the citizen hearing on disclosure that happened in Washington from April 29th to May 3rd this year, first of its kind since 1968. We're going to talk about that.
And then we'll do our new 5-minute meditation at about 35 minutes past the hour as well. Before we get into tonight's topics, we want to do our profession of beliefs as usual. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. And number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness in human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles of belief, please visit mchschurch.org. Okay, so tonight we are talking about metaphysical news, and up first on the leaderboard is...
Well, you know, it's really important in our evolution to study where we've come from, to know where we're going. And, you know, yes, there's lots of opinions of all kinds of things on the planet right now. But pyramids are a huge contributor to understanding, who we are, how we got here. They open our minds to extraordinary other possibilities, like, were they built with, you know, the help of aliens? What's in the tombs? Are they aligned with the planets? There's just so many questions. And, I love pyramids. Well, just this past week in Belize, a construction company just kind of tore one down to build a road. Yes, and they are. There are some charges pending, apparently, that it's being considered. But this Mayan temple it dates back to pre-Columbian times. You know, it's like estimated to be 2,300 years old, but only a small core of the pyramid was left standing. You know, and it's a kind of wonder. You know, there's one part of our population that's really intrigued with who we are, and others that just want a paycheck. And I think this is a spiritual kind of dissension that we all, you know, that we're all experiencing right now. And so for, you know,
the world,
what do you say?
At large.
Yeah, what do you say? You know, it's... I read this...
Go ahead.
Sorry, Doug. When I read this, I right away, you know, sent the link over to Doug and said, I got to share this with you because it's a huge element. Pyramid study in the ancient cultures, a huge study of metaphysicians forever. And to think that we might not have them to study anymore is kind of a shame. Hey?
Well, yeah, and the big thing about it, as you mentioned, is just the spiritual vacuum that so many people have. Not everybody has it, but so many people do. And it's like, yeah, I need a paycheck, so we need road building material. Hey, look at that pile of rocks. So what if it's hundreds of years old and might shed some light on the people at that time? But, you know, and it's not just that. This is kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a philosophy. It's a symptom of a deeper problem. And that is just that lack of awareness, that lack of unselfishness. Because to do that is very selfish. It's very disrespectful, and it's huge. And that's not the only one. I mean, there's the Library of Alexandria that was burned, and you know, there's been things like that that have happened down through history. You know, different graves looted, archaeological sites messed up, destroyed, and it's like, wow. Yeah, you know, honestly, we really don't have a good, confident understanding of history. You know, we think we know some different things. We know, you know, the archaeological record will tell us some things, but recently, I mean, these archaeologists have changed their tune on dinosaurs. That many of these dinosaurs, like T-Rex, had feathers, they now say, instead of the, you know, the elephant type skin that we had always thought. You know, so we don't really know the true story of human evolution down through the last several thousand years. And, you know, in these different civilizations that have been, I mean, there have been civilizations that have come and gone. We have no idea, or very little clue, that they were even around. There's just so many of them. So many of these sites that they're finding now, they're 12, 14,000 years old, and we don't know who they were. So we need these archaeological records.
And we do, but we have this, you know, evolving science that can review what we used to think, what we used to believe. But if we don't have the sights anymore to say, okay, let's go back and study that, well, geez, what are we doing? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, and some people, I guess the people who don't see the value just don't see the value. They're saying, well, so what? Where did we come from? Who cares? But usually those are the people that go to church on Sunday, and that's the end of what I'm going to say there.
Well, another thing, too, with these people who just don't care, you know, it's almost a type of being a sociopath. You know, maybe not in the traditional sense, but they just don't care. You know, just narcissistic, sociopathy. You know, there's no care for the world, for who we are and where we came from. And, you know, it's like Maslow's hierarchy. If any of you are familiar with that, it's, you know, Abraham Maslow has this hierarchy. Just do a internet search if you don't know what it is. And it basically, you know, you got to satisfy certain needs in your life and in a person before they can move on to some of the more enlightened needs. For example, you know, when you're, I'm not going to use your expression, but when you're hungry or starving or you have no roof over your head, you know, it's really hard to think about a lot of the, you know, what's your bigger purpose and all that stuff. Because, you know, money problems, I mean, you got money problems, nothing else can come into play. I mean, you got to figure that out. You got to get those past those things. Otherwise, they just choke out everything. But if you've got food in your belly and a roof over your head and you've got, you know, the money's not a big, you know, a killer issue, now you can move on to who am I? What's my purpose? What am I going to do here? Self-actualization. Well, that's part of the problem in a lot of the world is that there's so much poverty and there's so much starvation. There's so many of these different things that people don't have the mental resources to even think about it. And they become very self-focused in many ways. They're not aware of the plight of others or the world around them, or they don't really care about where we came from because they can't find their next meal. I mean, it's understandable. It's human nature. It's unfortunate that we're spending trillions of dollars on weapons when we could be, you know, helping people, but that's a whole nother show. So,
well, suffering causes its own kinds of narcissism, mm-hmm. really, yeah. And then suffering is relative to who it is. And I think that what we attempt to do, especially here at MCHS, is to inspire some kind of spiritual knowing, some mm-hmm. spiritual connection. And that, you know, we are greater than our worry about money today. And we all do. But it's then why, and what is the quality of life, and why would I care about whether or not I can pay my rent next month, you know? Because we all have our own motivations, our incentives, our visions of what life is. And, you know, if we don't have things to inspire us and to aspire to, then, you know, we're basically all reduced to sociopaths. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's some things, you know, Dan just posted in the chat room, Doug, some ancient sites have been turned into amusement parks with popcorn and Slurpees and junk for sale. You know, and this is true, and we need to inspire to have integrity about who we are and that we live here on the earth and that people have gone through a tremendous amount so that we can be here and have what we have. And that's just reduced to one thing called gratitude.
Yep.
So, you know, we're going to move along here, Doug, because this is not meant to inspire fear. How's that for a segue?
Yeah, that was good.
This has been out for, I think, since 2011. And I'll post the link here in a minute, the best one that we found on Blip TV. Culture of Fear is a documentary, and it was put together by Barry Glosner. And he's basically saying that we're afraid of the wrong things.
Yeah.
You know, and so he said, I'll just read it verbatim here. It's an expose of the people and organizations that manipulate our perceptions and profit from our fears. Politicians who win elections by heightening concerns about crime and drug use, even as rates for both are declining. Advocacy groups that raise money by exaggerating the prevalence of particular diseases. TV news magazines that monger a new scare every week to garner ratings. And this is really important because, you know, like this really important stuff about a pyramid gets put to the bottom of the pile in like less than a day. So it's like it's archived really fast, and more fear stuff is put to the top of the pile. And that seems to be what's most, you know, tantalizing to people and exciting. And it's the adrenaline gets going. And you know, this is a brilliant documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a copy paste here for just, you know, don't leave us, everybody, just putting it up there.
Yeah, view it after the show because it's about an hour and 15 or 16 minutes long.
But it's brilliant.
Yeah.
The way it's put together, and there is a book out, by the way, Culture of Fear. But this video, it tells it the way it articulates and visualizes and, you know, the whole presentation about what we try to teach here on MCHS. And the New Age community, by the way, is included in this. You know, it's anybody who says, you know, oh, you know, we're all going to be killed by, geez, you know, here we go again, December 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that says, oh, all these bad things will happen, so come over here, it incites fear to gain something. And that's what people have to know. Even if there is stuff going on, it's be careful of what somebody benefits from, how they gain from it.
That was a good point. Who benefits from this news? And by the way, for those listening to the archive of this program, just do an online search for Culture of Fear documentary. You'll find it.
Yeah, and Blip TV, it's a free viewing of this video. It's a great one. So,
yeah, I want to talk about fear, you know, fear mongering. That's something that's been on my list for years, you know, and we see it everywhere, obviously, and this video really shows how people are so afraid. I love one of the points it makes is, you know, people have guns in their house to, you know, to protect their family, but, you know, when 9 out of 10 homes of the murderer happen between partners, you know, get rid of your guns, you know, so that you don't kill somebody or somebody doesn't kill somebody in the house, you know. It made a good point. But so all that stuff's covered in the video. One of the areas that the video really doesn't look at is in the area of paranormal research or anomalous research. And there's so much of this that's a lot of spillovers, really, or, you know, of parallels, I guess, to say. You know, there's one of the things I've always said in the paranormal world, and it doesn't matter whether it's ghosts or UFOs or Bigfoot or any of it, anything anomalous, it all boils down to one of two things, fear or confusion. You know, we're either afraid or we're confused. And people who are not researchers are generally afraid of this stuff. People who are serious researchers are not so much afraid of it, but they're confused because we get evidence that says one thing and it's pretty compelling, and then we get evidence that says completely opposite thing, which is pretty compelling. So it just serves to confuse. And, you know, if I didn't know better, it's like somebody's orchestrating this, fear and confusion, fear or confusion. And that's really part of the big deal in other matters, too. They're not in the anomalous field. You know, the governments, religion, all of it, you know, it's about power and control. It's about manipulation, and it's about fear. And we have to put our foot down and stand up tall and say, you know, I'm tired of being afraid. You can't live from a position of fear. We have to say enough is enough because fear can grip us and basically incapacitate us. It can keep us from moving forward. It's widespread.
Well, one of the things that Glasner is clear to state, it's that our perception of danger has increased, not the actual level of risk.
Yes.
And this is really important. Even something as, you know, child abduction and, you know, people are afraid of strangers for their kids. 95% of abduction of children is by someone you know.
Usually the other parent.
Absolutely. It's usually an absent parent, a troubled parent.
Custody battle.
Absolutely. Or, you know, it's somewhere in the family. The same with abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Most abuse happens within the family.
Or
so they don't, you see, here's the deal. If we actually tell the truth to the general public and we say, look at your family, you know, we have to back it up by trying to be well. Well, we just can't have that, you know. I mean, it's be afraid of everything out there so that we don't address the real problem. So we're all distracted, and that causes confusion. You know, so it's fear and confusion. I'm with you, Doug. As long as we're distracted from the real problem, then, you know, we're fearful of things that have nothing to do with our lives. You know, and it doesn't in your daily life. There are things to be aware of, everybody. Absolutely.
This even spills over into religion. You know, you need to be afraid of God. You know, you need to fear God. And, of course, religious will be quick to point out that's not being afraid of God. It's fear of displeasing him. Well, you know, that's got its own baggage and dysfunction attached to it. But think about it. If, you know, we have free will, right? And even the religionists will say that you got free will. But if you don't do it God's way, you're going to burn in hell or you're going to die somehow. You know, that's not free will. That's emotional blackmail. Excuse me. And so there's even a huge fear element to religions, and that's no good. You know, you do it my way or you're a sinner. They denigrate the individual and, you know, try to guilt trip people and make them afraid, you know, they won't go to heaven, or they'll go to hell, or their dead loved ones are not in heaven. Whatever the case may be, it's fear motivation. There's a lot of fear motivation. And let me just get on my soapbox real quick, you know, talking about, let's go to the business world, management, managers in particular. And I'm not the only one to point this out, you know, but we have managers across this country and probably the world, but let's talk about this country, United States. We have managers running amok across this country, doing more harm than good, because they are managers and not leaders. And I have taught leadership for years, and I have heard more horror stories from people about managers who only know how to manage from a position of fear motivation, do this or else. And they'll remind you, you know, I can fire you. You need to do this or you'll get fired, that kind of a thing. And that's not leadership. That's management. We need more leaders. We don't need more managers. What's the difference? Managers are task-focused. Leaders are people-focused. And so if you are a manager and you want to be a leader, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. Enroll in a degree program. That's one. You can also take a leadership course at newageclass.com. But you will learn great leadership skills. And if you think I'm doing a commercial here, I don't really care. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not, but you need it. We don't want to manage from a position of fear. Okay, I'm done with my soapbox. Did I lose 50?
Okay. Oh. No, I was just, I mute myself, Doug, so you can't hear, you know. Anyway. Yeah, I'm completely on the same page. We are all on the same page. And fear, now, which we can segue into the citizenhearing.org. Now, some people think that this is fear-mongering. The people who organize this prefer that it's a citizen hearing on disclosure, challenging Washington, D.C., April 29th to May 3rd of 2013. The caption and the byline is, if Congress won't do its job, the people will. And what that basically, what it basically means is that for these numbers of days, researchers, activists, political leaders, former members of the military, and government agencies representing 10 countries, gave testimony in Washington, D.C. to six former members of the U.S. Congress. After hearing the testimony after all these days, that included all kinds of witnesses and endless, you know, it's basically they're hoping that they can start to organize better, to do more research about that we're being visited by aliens, extraterrestrial life, how many species, et cetera, et cetera. And it was really, if you go to citizenhearing.org, it's really a very fascinating read. And I'm just going to give you a little taste of, and the committee is quite a number of senators and so on, as I mentioned, but it's the witnesses. Of course, I'm kind of partial to Canada here, and you know, the former head of the Canadian military, Paul
Hellyer,
you know, he at the last day of the event, he actually spoke as eloquently as I've ever heard him speak, to be honest, in his presentation. And you know, he has a book out not too long ago, but these are really credible people. I mean, dozens and dozens of people, like I say, from all over the world, who are now saying, we have to talk about this, we have to put it out there, and we have to actually form legitimate, serious kinds of committees and researchers to, 'cause here's the thing, they believe that there is some non-disclosure, but it's in the wrong hands. So that's kind of simple.
They believe there's some disclosure, but it's in the wrong hands? Is that what you mean?
Well, you know, that there is information being withheld particular secret, you know, organizations. And if you listen to some of the speeches, it's like, which presidents got informed about the group that they didn't know about?
It's
quite interesting stuff. But this, and although I didn't do a lot of research on the 1968 event, this is the first time that such an event has happened since 1968. So it's, what we're doing is...
Well, actually, back in, what was it, 91 or 2001, the Disclosure Project was a similar thing. And you know, some people have argued that this citizens' hearing was really just a repeat of the Disclosure Project in 2001 or right in there, and maybe it was, you know, but we need to keep this in at the top of the mind awareness. We need to keep this in front of the public, in front of the politicians, because this is a big, well, probably the biggest issue there we'll ever, you know, uncover here. I mean, when we prove the existence of extraterrestrial life, wow, what could top that? I mean, it's life changing. It's race changing. It will change the human race. And so it's good to have this kind of discussions going on. And there's so many of these different people with credible eyewitness testimony of things that have gone on over the years. And of course, many of them are old and they're dying and they're trying to get this out before they die, which is good. Better late than never. You know, it also tells us something about the government, you know, again, trying to manipulate, control through fear, control through knowledge. You know, there's somebody who are afraid that if they were to verify that extraterrestrials not only exist but are visiting this planet, that, you know, it would lead to, you know, breakdown of the society, all the, you know, religion and all that stuff. And it won't. You know, it's people are people. You know, yeah, it might ruffle some feathers and rattle some cages here for a couple of weeks, and then life goes back to the way it was, because they've been here all along. There's just too much evidence. Sorry, there's just way too much compelling evidence. It's the weight of evidence on the fact that extraterrestrials not only exist but are visiting this planet is so huge, it's unbelievable. And anybody who says there is no evidence, honestly, is ignorant. And you know, that goes out to the Shermers of the world and the Randys and all those people. You know, the scientists who just turn a blind eye. I'm sorry. I mean, you take Japan Airlines flight what was it, 1928, something like that, back in later 90s. I mean, here you've got a captain, 30 years flying experience, and they were involved with a UFO, three or four times the size of an aircraft carrier, for about a half an hour. Of course, he, you know, was taken off. He couldn't fly anymore after that because his company removed him, said, you know, he's hallucinating and he can't fly. And here, you know, you got a man who is as credible as they come. I mean, you can't deny the evidence that we've got out there. Plus, they had radar tracking. So we've got all this evidence, and it needs to be in the forefront of people's awareness.
What I'd like to add in here, too, that people should be aware of, you know, you can go on YouTube, you can go on any number of websites out there, and there are more videos of UFO craft flying around. We have to be very, very careful about this. Yes, we have more iPhones, we have more cameras readily available. And yes, I think that that is more significant than it is that we have greater numbers of UFOs flying around. But we also have to begin to understand that the governments have drones. There are any number of flying objects that can be something other than a UFO.
Yeah, human, you know, top secret stuff.
So if we want to think about how propaganda gets out there, how better to mask UFOs than to throw up a few drones?
Well, the UFO thing is the best thing since sliced bread for these guys. I mean, the government loves the UFO thing because they can cover up all their secret projects. Oh, yeah, it was just a UFO and you're crazy because you saw it, but you didn't really see it because you're crazy. So it fit right into their... It was great. They couldn't hope for better.
Yeah. Everyone, you will enjoy our show next week. Take it from here, Doug, because we have a really great interview coming up next week.
Yeah. We're having a guest, Dr. Bradford Neil Ivey, IMHS graduate in ufology and abduction research. And he's going to be with us. And he's a very grounded guy. And got a good grasp of ufology. He's a MUFON field investigator, and we'll find out next week. He's either the state director or assistant director or area director in the state of Arkansas. So we'll talk to him, and we'll get some of his thoughts on some of the more familiar cases that there have been, not only in UFOs, but also in abductions. And so that will be coming up next week. So,
yeah, that'll be a good show. I'm looking forward to that. So if we can just, you know, kind of encapsulate what we've been trying to have a flavor that goes through our show, and when we do our media releases, it has to be relevant to our experience. It has to be, you know, hopefully, you know, timely, you know, that it's contemporary. And if anybody has any information out there that could help us in our monthly, you know, media update, you know, news, metaphysical news release, please feel free to email us, and, you know, we'll certainly take a look at it. And, you know, hopefully we can build this this presentation and keep you posted. We like to, you know, scour around everywhere in the internet and see what's up anyhow. And we do have the Metaphysical News feed on the metaphysicsinstitute.org. And you'll find other interesting stuff, of course, on MCHS.
It's on the church, yeah. It's on the church site, too.
MCHSchurch.org. So if you check those out, we've always got little ticker things running in a few updates.
Yeah, and you can even add that Metaphysical News widget to your own website if you want. Just got to go to the widget, and it'll give you the code for your website. All right. So
there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and I like it that there's more chatter and there's more talk, and with really good thinking, grounded thinking, and sensible people, and that's the key, everyone, is you know, when you are learning and you're researching, make sure that it makes some kind of universal sense.
Yeah.
And that isn't way out there. I'm sorry, I just cannot grasp lizard people. Can't do it. I've tried every which way. I'm not saying there aren't any, but it's just, you know, that many years ago, back in the 90s, I read David Icke's book, one of the first ones that came out, and like I had to skim through it because I just went, I don't get it. And so if it doesn't, and look, there might be lizard people, but it just felt so irrelevant to me, and I just said, I can't read this stuff. You know, and it's big out there, but be sensible, everyone, what you read and what you see, and check out things that are going on that are newsworthy, like the citizenhearing.org. You'll read a lot of good information, and there's a lot of video clips of interviews that has absolutely great information in there, too. So that's where to go.
All right. So that brings us to 35 minutes past the hour or so, and we're going to do our five-minute meditation or so, and then we're going to wrap the show up here. So if you'd like to get in a comfortable place, position, we're going to begin here with a little background music. Hopefully it's at a good level. As we get started, I want you to find a spot straight across the room from you and focus on it. And I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold on to it to the mental count of three, and then just release it slowly through your mouth and feel your body just begin to settle. Just be for a time. Continue to focus on that spot across the room. Take another deep breath in through your nose. Hold on to it for a moment and release it. And just allow your eyes to close softly. Feel your body beginning to settle and relax. I want you to imagine a wonderful light coming in and just lighting your body up with peace, comfort, nurturing, calming. Just breathe in this light. Then I want you to imagine just above your head is the source of this light, a ball of light, your soul light, your higher self. And I want you to visualize, imagine in your mind, bringing this light right on down to the center of your body, and it's lighting up your body. And this light is so soothing. It feels so good, so calming, so relaxing, and it nurtures every part of your body. If you're having some kind of difficulty, sickness, illness, pain in some part of your body, I want you to direct that light right to it, just like a laser, drawing from that inner light that is you, that is your higher self, and focusing on that region of your body to heal and mend and relax. Take another deep breath. Hold on to it for a moment. Breathe in that light and just release it on out and feel your body beginning to relax and settle even more and more. Feeling so calm. Just think, this is your time. Nobody wants anything at this point, at this moment. This is just for you, and it is as it should be. Your time, your moment. Embrace it. Focus on the music and my words and allow yourself to just relax and breathe it all in. In this world, encouragement can be few and far between. And yet encouragement is ours for the taking anytime we want, because within us exists that bright, beautiful ball of light, of strength, of determination, of conviction, and it strengthens us. We cannot ignore it. It encourages us. We cannot stop it. Anytime you feel down, blue, discouraged, out of ideas, look within. Imagine that beautiful soul light coming down, filling your body up with light, filling your thoughts with positive light, and just allowing it to flow freely. And that encouragement will come, knowing who you are and why you are who you are, knowing that you are perfect just the way you are, and you're getting better every day. Whenever you look within and see this light, you are reminded of all the good things that you do, all the positive attributes, all the positive traits and characteristics, and the good that you do. And it encourages you. It strengthens you. You understand that you are entitled to all the good things in life, no more, no less, just like everyone else, and that you are perfect just like everyone else. Therefore, you control what you can control, and you let go of the rest. You release the need to control others. You release the need to take yourself too seriously. I want you to take another deep breath. I want you to come to a little higher awareness. I want you to see that beautiful ball of light, your soul light, returning to its position above your head, leaving you cleansed, feeling free, feeling happy and positive. Take a breath, another breath, and open your eyes, and welcome back. And that's your 5-minute meditation. Be encouraged. You are enough. Everything you need is within you. You can achieve anything you want. And it is a part of your own responsibility to you to never let anyone take your encouragement. Never let anyone take your power. All right, folks. So we've had a nice show tonight. We've talked about some of the different things in the news as far as metaphysics goes, and the things we've talked about do have a bearing on our life. You know, the promise of extraterrestrial life is amazing, and you know the universe is teeming with life. We just got to discover it for sure, and it's there. You know, we talked about self-awareness and being aware of the earth and where we came from, our roots. And we also talked about not being afraid. There's too much going on in the world. We can't live our lives in fear. So think about these things over the coming weeks and days and week. And I know you'll feel better as a result.
Thanks for joining us tonight, everyone. Please feel free and encourage. We encourage you to tell others about our show tonight and have us join in and have more of a discussion, too. And we're glad for the folks who make comments in the chat. Thanks very much. And
yes,
we thank the people who listen in the archives.
Yes, we do. We appreciate your time. We know you could be doing something else. And hopefully you get built up just a little bit, encouraged just a little bit from these programs. So we're glad to have you with us. Till next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Have a great week, everyone. Good night.
Good night.